how difficult is it to find childcare if your child has a disability? Well, the children's quarter in King's Heath has told us there isn't enough out-of-hours provision for disabled children at schools in Birmingham. The organisation works to support young people and their families across the city and says the lack of childcare is putting a huge strain on parents. Laura Watts from the children's quarter is campaigning for this to change.
The main issue for us is the fact that there are so few services outside of schools that can accommodate children that don't fit the box, whether they have mental health issues, they've suffered social or emotional trauma, or they have complex or moderate disabilities. Schools are buckling under the strain in Birmingham, although we have a very large number of special schools, not enough. Everybody in the country talks about childcare. It's on every political party's agenda. And everybody talks about universal childcare, but childcare is not universal for children that don't fit the box. The absence of inclusive services is not because community providers are intrinsically evil or prejudiced. It's simply because they do not have the capacity, they do not have the finances to fund sufficient staff ratios to welcome the children adequately and safely.
These mothers from South Birmingham met for breakfast yesterday morning to share their experiences.
You all want to start?
Okay. Hello, my name's Jocelyn and I live in South Birmingham. I'm a mother of two children, but my youngest is 13 and he's got autism. We find it very difficult to find after-school provision. Well, actually, there's no after-school provision. So with that, then it makes it hard for us to work. Basically, there is nobody to look after my son. So it means that at the moment, then I do work full time, but then dad is not able to work all the time simply because he has to be there to collect my son after school. Employers try to sympathise, other families, even friends that are quite close to me, they do sympathise, say, oh gosh, it must be difficult, it must be hard. But on a whole, I don't think people actually get it until you're actually living this life.
Hi, I'm Maria, I'm from King's Heath, South Birmingham. I've got a son who's just turned 5 who has got some developmental delay and is under investigation for things such as autism. And it's difficult, and any sort of childcare we have is respite rather than anything substantial enough to allow me to work. So I've had to drastically reduce my work hours. It's an issue that the rest of the world don't understand the strain you're under. They don't understand your situation. So you sort of become more and more alienated from that sort of normal world, and you gravitate more towards people who share that experience.
So I'm Rosalind, I live in Bourneville, and I've got 2 kids. A little boy's just turned 6, who was diagnosed at 2 with severe non-verbal autism, and a little girl that's not disabled, who's 3. We tend to take very, very little holiday at the same time. My husband and I, we just use our annual leave, not to in any way have a holiday ourselves, but to stagger the childcare. It's us, or it's my aged parents, or my husband's even more aged parents, and you know, and that option as they get older is diminishing. So it gets to the point where I just, every year that I work feels like a bonus, because we assume that at some point it's not going to be possible anymore.
My name's Sarah, I live in South Birmingham, and I have a disabled son who is a teenager now. He's nearly 14. My main problem is the school holidays. I'm a single parent and I work, so there's no one else sharing the childcare. It's completely down to me. And every time the school holidays roll around, there's this sort of awful dread of how am I going to manage this holiday? And there's very little specialist provision. He can't just go in a regular holiday club. I can't just book him for a week of tennis or a week of football or whatever. I can't do that. So I have to try and scrabble around and get bits and pieces of specialist play scheme.
So you heard the challenges there for some parents of disabled children who say there isn't enough out-of-hours childcare for children in Birmingham. We've been in touch with the Department for Education, and a spokesperson says the government wants to ensure all children are able to access high-quality and affordable early education and childcare. They say local authorities have recently received over £760,000 for projects that will support children with special educational needs and disabilities. We also contacted Birmingham City Council, and it says it received £99,000 from the government, but it can't be used towards providing childcare, as that wasn't the purpose of the cash.